Neighborhood Voice explores community issues through the lens of local residents. Right now, talk about the COVID-19 vaccine is all around us, but there are still many questions. Who is eligible? Where do you go to receive it? And what are the side effects? It can be hard to find accurate and up-to-date information. I'm your host, Erica Pfizer, and this week I'm joined by Miranda Fishback-Inquist from Legacy Foundation to talk about their work with the COVID-19 vaccine. Thank you for joining me, Miranda.
Thanks for having me, Erica.
You're with Legacy Foundation, which is the community foundation for Lake County. Tell me about your role with the organization.
Yeah, so I am the community engagement coordinator at Legacy Foundation. And so one of the main programs I oversee is Rise Northwest Indiana, which started back in 2018. And it had a very narrow focus around civic engagement, specifically locally. And it started off with voter engagement and, you know, helping people register to vote, helping people figure out when and where they should be voting. We even helped some individuals sign up to become candidates, which was super cool. And the great thing about the program is we are able to kind of mold it when we see something new is needed inside the community. So fast forward to 2019, we saw the census was needed. And now we see the COVID vaccine information is needed. So we're trying to play a role in anywhere that the community needs us in terms of engagement. And we're super excited to be working with fellow organizations to do so.
And your program is mostly volunteer driven. You have a lot of residents who sign up to write letters when you were doing your voter education campaigns, write letters to their elected officials, and distribute information, as you said, out into their community. Can you tell me more about volunteer involvement?
Yeah, so RISE is very heavily focused on volunteer engagement. A, because we want people to be more engaged in their communities. That's a huge part of civic engagement. So really taking that next step on your own, we're there to help you do that. And so our volunteers are amazing, and they're so excited to get back out into the communities. We've hosted canvassing events, so nonpartisan door knocking, which is super refreshing for homeowners because, especially during election time, it's okay, who's talking to me this week, when we're like, we're completely nonpartisan. We just want you to know that there's an election taking place in your community. And now same thing with the vaccine outreach. We are going to start having some volunteers target some of those communities that we're seeing lower response rate for the vaccine and really helping them more one-on-one to figure out what additional needs they're looking for to feel more comfortable getting vaccinated.
And so I would imagine that your outreach is much different in 2020 and 2021 than it was in 2019 and years past. So how have you navigated around not having as many in-person events and still trying to reach a lot of people?
It was a struggle, I'm not going to lie, you know. And it did take a little bit of time because RISE programming was primarily digital outreach, which thankfully we still have. But then the other portion was in-person events. We went to the farmers markets. We went to the church's festival, and we had those one-on-one conversations, and we really were not able to do that. So we turned to social media more heavily. We reached out to our volunteers. We did stay in contact with them, obviously, and we encouraged them to, instead of going door knocking, share this graphic on social media or send a text out. So we did have to really transform half of our programming because we lost it because of COVID. And now moving forward, we're able to start slowly and safely open up those volunteer opportunities into the community. But it definitely was a struggle at first. We transformed as much as we could. But as I'm sure you agree, digital is not 100% sometimes. You know, you miss some things. Yeah. And a lot of those in-person one-on-one conversations, we're missing those.
Yeah, of course. And not everyone has easy access to technology. Mm-hmm. I think we take for granted that, you know, so many of us have smartphones and can access social media or email, but not everyone does. Mm-hmm. And so those in-person events are really crucial, and hopefully we'll get back to them really soon, or we are in small groups at least. And so tell me more. I know you have a committee that you've put together with different organizations around the area helping to promote vaccine distribution. So tell me more about that.
Yeah, so we framed it similar to our census efforts where we've worked with municipalities and nonprofits, and it's great to see the collaboration. And so nonprofits all across Lake County, we get together. It's a communication committee, and we're leading it primarily just to ensure that the nonprofits that are producing information around vaccine outreach for their clients and volunteers and staff even, that they have the tools that are needed to do so. We know nonprofits are stretched thin naturally, and with COVID on top of it, we know it's even more work for them. So we want to make sure that they have a local resource that they could come to if they need that flyer, or if they need a postcards printed, or whatever the case may be, messaging, social media graphics. We want to make sure that they have those items needed, but then also they are out in the community. They're talking to their clients on a daily basis, sometimes multiple times a day. They know what they need. So that's when we have those brainstorming sessions to see what is missing within a certain community or with a group of clients. And then we work together to figure out how to combat that.
And so what are some of the barriers or the needs that you're hearing from organizations on this committee?
Yeah, so a lot of it comes down to messaging and marketing. You know, the state and local departments have been doing a great job making sure that there's no physical barriers to getting the vaccine, but I think there's still so many people that don't know there's no barriers to getting the vaccine. So going back to that basic marketing approach, I think that's needed more throughout the county. In terms of specific barriers, we are seeing transportation being a question, specifically on social media. And, you know, there are programs, you know, the Gary Public Transportation, specifically for the Gary site at the FEMA site, they are doing free rides, but it is a bus route, so it is very limited, unfortunately. But IU Health, they received a grant through, I believe it was Anthem, and they're doing free rides via the Uber and Lyft programs.
Now, is that also to the FEMA site at Roosevelt?
Or it's everywhere. So okay, it's a statewide program, and there is a phone number that you could call Monday through Saturday, and they will schedule the ride for you, and you just have to say that it is for a vaccination site, and they will set that up between either Uber or Lyft, depending on what's in your area. But that is a statewide program. So aside from transportation, a lot of it comes back down to just the lack of information around scheduling appointments, or can I just show up to a site, or do I have to schedule an appointment? I had a conversation yesterday via Facebook with someone, and unfortunately the site was down to schedule an appointment, and he was getting frustrated, and so he commented on our post, and I was like, well, if you're looking at the Roosevelt site, you can just show up. And so he was super excited to hear that, and he's like, I'm going today. So I think it's just making sure people know their options, and that's what we're really trying to make sure happens.
In addition to the FEMA site at Roosevelt, are there other maybe mass or bigger vaccination sites or drive-up sites that people can go to in the region?
Yeah, so the FEMA site, the permanent FEMA site that's here for 8 weeks at Roosevelt Park, they're also doing a mobile FEMA site. So every week they're in a different location. This week they are in East Chicago. And so each week that does change. And you can go to the state website, rshot.in.gov, to view when the next site's going to be coming up. And same thing with the Gary FEMA site. You can just walk up to those. The great thing about the Gary FEMA site, though, is they do have the drive-up option, or they have the walk-up option. So if you do have to walk, or if you are getting dropped off or you're taking public transportation, you're not restricted in needing to stay inside of a vehicle, which I do know some of the sites, it is only drive-up. So they are offering more flexibility at the FEMA site.
And you mentioned the rshot.in.gov. But you also developed a local site, or a different site, that hosts just local resources about the vaccine. Can you tell me about that website?
Yeah, absolutely. That website is ourshot219.com, so just a little more localized. And that site just has some general and some specific information to local resources for COVID vaccination and also COVID testing. I think that's another piece of all of this we need to keep in mind. Vaccination is very important, but don't forget about testing, especially during allergy season. You don't know, is it COVID? Is it allergies? When in doubt, get tested, because there are so many free sites in the area. And so on that website, you can go to it, find localized contacts. If you have a question about something, the state does have a call-in center that you can ask questions. You can also reach out to your doctor if you do have questions. But you can go to the site to do that. You could go to the site. We're asking for testimonials. So if you're looking to encourage others to get vaccinated, you could go to that website and submit your reason why you got the shot along with a photo of yourself. And you could be featured on our social media. You could be featured in printed materials. So it's just a well-rounded website with some localized and statewide information.
And I think that campaign is so cool. There's a hashtag with it. Can you remind me of it?
Yeah, it's OurShot219.
The OurShot219 campaign. Because you're right. People trust when they see people like them who have gotten the vaccine, and where there may have been some hesitancy because they don't know anyone who got it, or they just see celebrities or public figures getting it, and seeing a face that you know and that you recognize can really kind of help advocate. So I think that's a great way for people to get involved. They can be an advocate in their own community by submitting that.
Absolutely. I love the program. And my favorite ones are the ones that start off with, I was hesitant at first, but then I saw the research, I saw the data. I took the time. And if you need the time, go for it. You know, if you need to suck it all in a little bit more and really do some more research around it, we're not saying that that's a bad thing. You're curious about it. And right now that's enough, right? Mm-hmm. You know, that's more than just saying, no, I'm not getting it. So we are really encouraging you to talk to people that have gotten vaccinated. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your doctor. Talk to, you know, your pastor. Talk to someone to find out more information about it. And do your own research. And if you have any additional questions, you know, seek that information out. Don't just say, I'm done, you know. Like, really, really take the time to make an educated decision on this.
Well, thank you, Miranda, for being here. Is there anything else that you'd like to share about the program or about the work that you're doing with RISE?
Yeah, I encourage, if you are on social media, to follow us. It's on Facebook at RISE NWI. You can help your own community by sharing our resources. We post almost everything to our Facebook page. We're also still looking for volunteers. So if you're interested in safely going throughout your community to distribute some information, you could send us a Facebook message. You can give us a call at 219-736-1880, and then we could set you up. It's on your own time. We just give you the materials and tell you generalized places to go.
Thank you again for joining us this week on Neighborhood Voice. You can visit ourshot219.com for information about local COVID-19 resources in Northwest Indiana. This show is made possible by Legacy Foundation, the Community Foundation for Lake County, Indiana.